Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, episode 20, St. Fabian.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
Hey everyone. Last week, we talked about the short tenure of Pope Saint Antarus, who served as the Bishop of Rome for only 42 days around 236 AD. Eusebius gives us a really surprising amount of detail regarding the selection of Antarus' successor. He writes, "When the brethren had all assembled with the intention of electing a successor to the bishopric, and a large number of eminent and distinguished men were in the thoughts of most, Fabian, who was present, came into no one's mind." So isn't that really cool? He kind of gives us a bird's eye view of exactly what was happening, you know, when they elected a bishop. They all get there and everyone, the faithful, everyone's there and they're ready to kind of tell people who they think should be bishop. So Fabian, it turns out, was there by chance. He was coming into Rome from the country where he was just a common farmer and it happened to coincide with the election of the next pope. So he shows up. Okay, you know, I'm a Christian. I should see what's going on. Eusebius continues, "But suddenly, out of the blue, a dove fluttered down and perched on his head." The story goes on, "plainly following the example of the descent upon the Savior of the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. At this, as if moved by one divine inspiration, with the utmost enthusiasm and complete unanimity, the whole meeting shouted that he was the man, and then and there seized him and set him on the bishop's throne." So, seeing this sign, the Christians of Rome proclaimed Fabian Pope. Perhaps not the most enviable job since the last two of his predecessors had just been martyred within the past 2 months by the Emperor Maximinus Thrax. But Maximinus Thrax would not last long on the throne. In 238, fed up with his cruelty and capriciousness, several provinces of the empire rose up in a revolt. And this was the so-called year of the six emperors, not to be confused with the year of the four emperors or the year of the five emperors. But I think this is the highest number. There's no year of the seven emperors. So there were six different men who sought to hold power in the Roman Empire. And I'm going to spare you the details of all six claimants and the drama that followed. But by the end of 238, Maximinus had been assassinated by the legions, and a young boy named Gordian III was on the throne. And he would eventually be killed in battle in 244 and be replaced by one of his military officials, a man named Marcus Julius Philippus, or as we know him today, Philip the Arab. Now, I'm telling you all this because it has a profound consequences for the church in Rome. Philip the Arab was sympathetic to Christianity, even to the point of many Christian writers claiming that he was a Christian himself. Eusebius and St. John Chrysostom both report that he tried to attend Easter Mass, but he was told to stand with the penitents before he could enter. Eusebius writes, "It is said that he obeyed readily, manifesting in his conduct a genuine and pious fear of God." Eusebius also tells us that Origen, we talked about him a while back, he wrote a letter to Philip. Now, whether Philip was Christian or not, he certainly had more sympathy for Christianity than his predecessors, and that's clear in the historical record. And so he again brought a relative peace to the Christian community in Rome. Now, during this time of peace, Pope Fabian undertook to send missionaries to Gaul, which is in modern-day France. So he selected seven bishops, including the famous Saint Denis, to the patron saint of France, and sent them out to be missionaries there in France. Now, peace was not to last, however, because in 249, Philip the Arab sent a general named Decius to quell a rebellion. And when he succeeded in his task, one of the grateful legions decided to make him emperor. So Decius was proclaimed emperor by his troops. And his army met Philip's in September of 249, and during the fighting, Philip and his son were both killed, and Decius was then accepted as the emperor by the Roman Senate. Now, Decius wanted to return to Rome's glory days, and he believed that the reason for Rome's decline was her lack of piety towards the Roman gods. And we know the reason why there's a decline in the piety towards Roman gods, because so many people are becoming Christian. And for that reason, he made a proclamation in January of 250, requiring that everyone in the Roman Empire make a sacrifice to the gods or risk death. This is such a monumental event in the history of the church. We've had other persecutions before, but this is universal, brutal, and the bishops throughout the Roman world either fled their dioceses or were martyred. Thousands of Christians apostatized and sacrificed to the pagan gods. And in Rome, Fabian himself died a martyr's death, and we have a beautiful letter from St. Cyprian, the bishop of Carthage at the time, and we're going to hear a lot from St. Cyprian coming up. And St. Cyprian wrote to the Roman Church after he heard about St. Fabian's martyrdom. St. Cyprian writes, "I received a letter sent to me from you by Crementius, the subdeacon, in which I was fully informed of his glorious end, and I rejoiced greatly that the integrity of his administration has been matched by the nobility of his end. I greatly congratulate you that you honor his memory with so public and illustrious a testimony, through which you have made known to me not only your memory of your bishop, which confers glory upon you, but also an example of faith and strength that I should follow." St. Fabian was martyred on the 20th of January 250, and he was buried in the catacombs of St. Callistus, and he was eventually succeeded by the 21st bishop of Rome, St. Cornelius, and we'll hear about him and this continued response to Decius' persecution next week. Thank you for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of the Catholic Bites podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Just search Catholic Bites, Bites with a Y. Thank you, and God bless.